USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It could be a last stand for Democrats in the impeachment trial of President Trump. They'll have a vote later today on whether they'll have witness testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans face a choice today between seeking the truth and covering it up, between a fair trial and a farce.
The president at a White House event noticed a lack of Republican faces.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job here.
The New York Times reports that in May, the president directed John Bolton to call the president of Ukraine to talk about the investigation into the Bidens. There was an incident at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida home. The highway patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through two security points. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The State Department is warning Americans not to travel to China because of the coronavirus. That concerns James Dickey, an American kindergarten teacher who is there.
I heard that the State Department was asking us to leave. And to be honest with you, that scares me a lot. In 10 years of living here in China, I've never seen anything like this.
China has criticized the U.S. warning as inappropriate. At the same time, the leader of Wuhan admits the response to the virus at first was slow, and that contributed to the spread. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says he backs a Trump administration move to lift limits on the use of landmines.
At the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have all the tools in our toolkit that are legally available and effective to ensure our success and to ensure the protection of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Under Barack Obama, the U.S. moved closer to abiding by the terms of a 1997 global agreement that bans the use of landmines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Treasury has imposed fiscal sanctions against Iran's nuclear energy chief and ordered his U.S.-linked assets frozen amid ongoing tensions between Washington and Tehran. On Thursday, they sanctioned Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, saying the agency has played a significant role in Tehran violating nuclear regulations. Tehran denounced the new sanctions, saying they smack of desperation. The TV executive, who was nicknamed the Man with the Golden Gut, has passed away. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Fred Silverman passed away Thursday at his home in Pacific Palisades at 82. The New York native ran CBS, ABC, and NBC at various times during the 1970s and 80s. He was responsible for some big hit lineups and for bringing things like All in the Family, Charlie's Angels, and Roots to the small screen. Silverman said in this interview, though, he always looked to spinoffs as a way to bolster his network's lineups.
That was the case Laverne and Shirley first appeared on Happy Days. The Rhoda character was on Mary Tyler Moore for several years before she got her own series. The Jeffersons were a part of All in the Family. Going back before my time, Gomer Pyle was a part of Mayberry.
After those stints as a network boss, he later became a very successful TV producer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.